Rave Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another exciting, wonderful, fun-filled technology mumbly jumbly episode of AV Insider. I'm your host, Johnny Mutta, and today I'm speaking with Roger Takis. He is the National Sales Manager on the commercial side of Atlona. But first, before I bring him in, as always, I'd like to thank my sponsors because they keep the lights going in this undisclosed, beautiful location in Northern California. Well, shoot, that's not undisclosed anymore. It's not important. We'll get to that later. Ingram Micro. They are the world's largest technology distributor and delivering flexible multi-channel supply chain solutions and more. If you go over to ingrammicro.com, you can check them out. And Atlas Sound, if you are an integrator like myself, you probably have amps, speakers, racks, mic stands, and all the good stuff that we're integrating to every day, commercial, resi, education space, which we're going to be getting into in a minute. If you go to atlassound.com, you can check out all that fun stuff that we are getting phone calls on the weekend and late night to integrate to. As I mentioned, Roger Takis is my guest today. Roger, thank you for being on the show.
Johnny, thank you for having me.
Yeah, I am excited. So today, let's talk a little bit about the company, and then we'll get very specifically on the education side of AV and such. Let's talk a little bit about your role with Atlona. You are the National Sales Manager on the commercial side specifically, correct?
Yes, I joined Atlona back in November last year to take on a new role for them as the National Sales Manager for the commercial side of their business, which they haven't really focused on too much in the past. They just happen to have a lot of really good products that they have made in the past for the commercial market. And with a little guidance, we're finding that the commercial dealers are really excited about our products.
That's great. You joined in November. It's for my birthday. I'm glad that you did that just for me. That's amazing.
Absolutely.
let's talk about that. You mentioned the commercial side can very much be in the education field, and perhaps in commercial they haven't focused on a lot of it, but now with the guidance that you're speaking of, they have a range of products that very much fits those needs and can be helping the commercial integrators out there who are in that field.
That's absolutely right. Yeah.
So let's talk about AV in the education space, which I think is a pretty big deal. Just a quick little thing. I went to my little niece's, two nieces' open house schooling about a week ago, and I walked in, and they had projectors and like projection screens with show throw projectors and speakers installed, and I was walking, I was like, are you serious? Like, this is school? Like, I didn't know that that stuff is like common at that age. You know,
how old?
One of them is 4, and the other one is 8. They're going to be so mad when they hear this podcast later. Yeah, I think one is 5 now, and one of the other one is 9. So, the little one is going into first grade now, and the other, but they all had projectors. It was just a common thing. So I'm not sure how far down that school goes to, but, it was a common thing to have a little short throw projector and a big projection screen, and that's how they learned. A couple of them had speakers that they were knocking on my door for money to get that little sound system in there so that they could speak into the mics. But to do that now, like, you know, I think typically you see that in, like, colleges and schools, higher level, and I guess in the little one. But let's talk about that. AV in the education space. I'm assuming, or actually I don't even know, does Atlona have some products that would cover any of that range field for the education space?
Oh, that's a great question. We have a lot of products that fit perfectly into that education space. And before I mention a few of them, there, I'm just bringing up that classroom reference.
Sure,
Your 5-year-old niece and nephews are at 5 and 9. I think it started to happen really pretty much in the last 7 or 8 years. That the K-12 space started to really expand and grow with projectors in the classrooms.
Okay.
The first thing that happened was you got the projectors in the classrooms, and that was sometime around when all those interactive whiteboards went into the classrooms as well.
Yeah.
And so naturally, you put the two of them together, and you ended up with some sort of a short throw projector or a long throw projector going on to an interactive writing surface as a way to bring computer content onto the screen and not have to sit at a computer to teach. and also be able to bring other content instead of on that 27-inch TV with a VCR that was always in the room.
That was my favorite. You just wheeled it in down the hall. And...
Yeah, wheeled it in. Yeah. And then you hope it worked. And,
pop in a movie from the 80s. Yeah,
so a lot of this has really changed over the last 7 or 8 years. And as Atlona has looked at this market, that market is very mature at this point. And a lot of these schools that started doing their technology about 7 or 8 years ago installed nothing but old analog technology at that time. So it was all VGA and composite, maybe some S-video at that time.
Sure.
Now they're, you know, that every single classroom is looking to do a few HDMI sources now.
Right. It's a digital world.
Yeah. The sun set on analog a couple years ago, and it's risen on digital quite well. So what's happening is we're starting to see some of these schools that have that older technology with those projectors, with the lamps that they replace every once in a while, look to move into the digital age and get into some of those Apple TVs, get into some of those new Macs and use the digital signal on that. You know, they still hold on to that VCR in a lot of these classrooms.
Yeah, I just a side note, I have two copies, not just one, of the original Batman on Betamax because, you know, they might come back in style like disco in Japan or something. I don't know.
Where can you get a Betamax player?
I don't know. I just have the movies just for fun's sake. All right, back to the story.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We're here for another purpose.
Yes.
So what we find in these K-12 rooms specifically is that they're typically, you know, somewhere where you've got just one screen in the room, a single screen type solution. They tend to be very price driven because schools are installing a lot of rooms. So a $50 or $100 difference or $1,000 difference per room adds up really fast as schools are starting to do 30, 100, 1,500 rooms, depending on where they are around the country. Macs tend to be the primary thing that they're using because of the whole Apple and education thing. And they're desktops. They're not typically laptops in the K-12 area, although some schools do use the laptops, but, you know, they're really the other way. You don't find a lot of DVD players, though, and you find very little Blu-ray in that environment. The Apple TV is the biggest threat right now to that interactive whiteboard because they would rather walk around the room and write on their Apple TV or some other tablet and have it show up on the screen rather than be up at the screen with their back to the room. So it's actually changing right now very quickly as people are coming up with some solutions. These rooms don't have a rack for any equipment at all. They've got to find somewhere to put the equipment. Some other manufacturers have put together systems, putting the equipment in unique places. Sometimes you even see a shelf that's just put above the reach of all the kids in the classroom where they'll store some equipment to just get it out of the way. And then in the control side, you know, they're just looking for basic switching and on-off features. They're not looking to spend a lot of money in that at all.
Right. You mentioned a good point, you know, the Apple TV kind of being a killer to, like, a disc or something like that, or the interactive whiteboard. Would you say that that style of technology, like, let's say, an iPad, for example, an Apple TV, and then, you know, some just digital interface back over there with, you know, HDMI or something, that is, like, one of the best... solutions for that interactive space? What is it that Atlona thinks, if you could say and speak for the company as a whole, that that they is some of the best stuff for, like, an integrator? So if I'm doing education and I'm doing AV systems per classroom and things like that, what's probably one of the best systems for me to offer to a school or a classroom or something like that?
When it comes to that, connecting the tablet or the wireless device at this time?
Yeah.
Well, that's a tricky question right now. There's a bunch of different solutions out there in the market from a variety of different manufacturers. Atlona used to have a product in that market called Linkcast, and that was something that worked pretty well.
Was that your wireless HDMI component?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, wireless HDMI product. We no longer are able to offer that product. As it was targeted more towards the consumer market back when that was around. And we are exploring other areas very closely in the wireless sector and trying to make sure that when we come out with a product, it's the right product. What we're finding is that there's generally a couple different groups of people out there and how they're looking at this wireless market and trying to present and collaborate and do different things with it. The classroom is unique in that any collaboration you do is completely controlled in that classroom. So you don't have a lot of BYODs going on in that classroom like you do in the corporate space. So different things will work better in the classroom than they work outside of the classroom, where I can take an Apple TV, put that in somebody's classroom, and you can use any iPad with that and get full screen mirroring, which is, that's the holy grail of the wireless device right now,
is
to mirror the iPad. Everybody else is doing screen scrapes or only sharing through apps or doing some other way to show what's on the iPad that's not quite as effective as full screen mirroring off of that device. What I have found, and I've got some other integrators that are looking and exploring this, is that using multi-application or multi-device solution might actually be the best solution as long as you're not trying to collaborate across different device type. So what I'm saying is you take an Apple TV and you take like a push to TV from Netgear and you take a Google Chromecast and you put them all as sources into your system. And now you've got full screen mirroring from your PC, from your Mac, from your iOS, from your Android. And then you've got all the other cool stuff that Chromecast brings in with control from any device to be able to put it up on the screen. And it all is just done in three HDMI inputs.
Right.
So as long as you don't need to be able to communicate across those devices at the same time, that's a really inexpensive solution. But if you need to be able to have someone with an iPad collaborate with someone with an Android who's talking to somebody over a PC, that's just not going to work. You've got to find a different solution out there. And you know, we're trying to figure out the right way to do that. As that solution just may not be perfect in the market yet.
Now, would you say that, I mean, I kind of want to just go back to the Apple TV concept. I mean, like that's, like you said, you know, it's a full screen mirror of what you're doing, whether that's, you know, from your, like right now I'm using my little Mac, right? I could send that over to Apple TV and up to the screen. Whether that's at school, like you mentioned, you know, they're probably using, you know, their desktop version of that, or some have their laptops, right? You know, that could be the same could be said in a boardroom or in a college, you know, school or something like that. Are there better solutions that I could expect at Lona to in the future? I mean, it sounds like you guys are working on something.
We're absolutely working on something. Apple TV is not the perfect solution. It's a very good solution, but it's not the perfect solution. It's only $100, which makes it a very attractive solution.
Right, but you're still limited to iOS device or iOS or Apple devices, which still is very common, but it's not like the solution for everything.
Right. Right. You know, when you look at the tablet market, the iPad owns that market. Sure. Even though Android sales are on the rise, everyone still has an iPad. In the schools, iPads are much more prevalent than anything else.
Right.
From that perspective, there is no better product in the education market than an Apple TV to show the iPad. The problem is the Apple TV opens up a hole on these networks for the schools that the network administrators do not want to have open. And that's the ability to just choke a network if every single room that has an Apple TV starts to stream content over HD bandwidth at the same time. They don't have that bandwidth in those classrooms. So that's why we actually see a lot of these schools in the higher ed space is where I've run into it more than in the K-12 space, where they've banned Apple TVs.
Really?
Yeah, the network administrators just look at the Apple TV as just something that's going to consume bandwidth. And, you know, the same can be said about a Roku box, where it's going to consume bandwidth as much as you allow it to consume. So they get a little concerned about too much bandwidth going away.
Okay. Let's go a little bit into HD-based T. Are you, at Lona, I guess, seeing a high, not necessarily higher demand, but well, yeah, higher demand. You're seeing a higher demand for HEBC products in the education market. Do you guys offer several products? Do you offer any products in the HEBC market right now?
Another fantastic question. HEBC is something that Atlona jumped on very early on in the development stages of HEBC. And Atlona really prides itself right now as one of very few companies in the marketplace that uses HEBC in nearly its truest possible form that it can possibly be used. So when we look at HEBC and what Atlona is offering today, it starts with extenders, you know, just the simplest form of anything, moving HDMI from point A to point B up to 100 meters using the 100 meter version, or up to 70 meters using the 70 meter version of HEBC. In the education space, you know, it's kind of important to differentiate between the 70 meter and the 100 meter distance of HEBC, because the 100 meter stuff is your premium HEBC, where the 70 meter HEBC is really your value, where you can get it at a very good deal. So Atlona's created a line of extenders that are just HDMI extenders, some with control that can do the 70 meter. We also have some that do the 100 meter. We've also created some products that have both VGA and HDMI for those legacy products, or those legacy devices out there, so that you can support older laptops and older devices along with all the new stuff that's out there. That's our new HDVS line that we launched in October of last year. We've even got a new product coming out that we're going to debut at Infocom, so I guess I'm giving your listeners a little preview.
Hey, AV Insider exclusive.
Yes, that's right. Do you have some sound effects to go along with that?
I'll edit them later. We can edit that last part out. Edit that last part out.
This will be like a David Letterman edit where it doesn't really happen.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, okay. So the exciting new product from us is a product we call our Classroom Small Office Switcher, which is a CLSO for Classroom Small Office. And it's a six-input switcher, and two of those inputs happen to be HEBC inputs. And on the output side, it has an HEBC output that's scaled up to 4K. And it's a single rack unit, and we've targeted this specifically for the education market as well as the smaller office market. We really believe that the flexibility that this product offers with the HEBC inputs to be able to put wall plates and transmitter boxes anywhere you want in a classroom and bring them into this centralized switch and then output up to your display make this HEBC solution at a price point that is nearly untouchable by anybody else in the market at fantastic quality and with all the features that someone's looking for right now.
Okay, just want to touch on that really quick. So they're out of the six inputs, you have two of them are going in as HEBC.
Correct.
And then all of them are HEBC out, or is that, did I hear that wrong?
Well, it's 6x1 with a mirrored output. So
6x1, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I didn't tell, you know, we're just talking about HEBC right now, so I didn't get into the full-blown product yet. teaser, right?
Yeah, we'll get there.
So on the input side, we've got two HDMI inputs, two multifunction VGAs, and two HEBCs. And then on the output side, we have a mirrored output that's both HDMI and HEBC that's scaled up to 4K. 4K 30, if anyone's keeping score at home, so that you can go out at a distance, or you know, there's something local right there on your HDMI. So it's great for a little confidence monitor right there in the lectern in the higher ed space, or just going your distance up to your display. It even includes some mic input with ducking on it, so that the teacher will be able to speak over whatever's going on at the time too.
Okay, let's jump up. I jumped the gun there a second. Let's talk about the full-blown version of that. It sounds like that exists, correct?
The full-blown version of what?
Oh, I'm sorry, of your switcher liners. Are they not all currently HEBC out?
Well, we also have some matrix switchers.
Maybe that's what I thought we were talking about, yeah.
Okay, yeah. That CLSO product is a single screen or single display type room product. And then the other products that we have are our matrix switchers that have HD-based T outputs. Okay. So we're... Do you want me to talk about those too?
Let's hold off on that for a second. Sorry, I jumped the gun again.
No problem.
More editing.
I think that one will happen though.
Yeah, hopefully. The CLSO, and again, that is being announced officially at Infocom, or you're showing that at Infocom?
We're going to be announcing and showing at Infocom. We've kind of been doing a soft launch since ISE in Europe.
Okay.
And we're going to have working versions of it at Infocom, and we'll be ready to take orders from people on the show floor. If they want to order demo units as a little package with some HD-based T transmitters and a receiver. But the product will debut. It will be the first time anyone is seeing the product as a fully functional box, and we'll be shipping it right after Infocom. Before the end of June, we'll have product to ship.
Sweet. I had another question regarding Infocom. Would you happen to know the booth that you guys are going to be at by chance? I know it's kind of on the spot, and I should have probably asked you before the show.
I do know our booth number.
Man, you're on it.
It's C9116.
C9116.
Yes.
So for everyone that's going to Infocom, go check out Alona at booth C1996.
No. 916? 9116.
Sorry, more editing.
C9116.
All right. We'll just keep repeating it and get it ingrained. Infocom, go. Whatever the number that Roger just said, I'm really bad. I haven't had enough coffee yet today, so you can blame me. Man, you're a good sport, Roger.
And I'll be happy to set up appointments as we get to the end of the interview and we give out some contact information, or if someone wants to go to our website and request an appointment, I'll set up appointments with myself or anybody else that's going to be at the show, so we can make sure you have time.
And we will get you that information at the end of the show on the best way to reach Roger or set up a point for Infocom, because that is coming soon. Before we get into the next few questions and get that information out to you, as always, I'd like to thank my sponsors again, because they are keeping these lights on over here. Ingram Micro, as I mentioned, the world's largest technology distributor, delivering flexible multi-channel supply chain solutions and more. Go to ingrammicro.com. And again, for the rest of us integrators out there, speakers, amps, racks, mic stands, all the good stuff that we are building and putting in these classrooms that we're talking about, go to atlassound.com. Check out my friends over there at Atlas Sound. They will hook you up. Tell them I sent you. Maybe you shouldn't tell them I sent you. Just go to their website. Check them out. Let's talk about digital signage. Sometimes I see that as a... in some spaces, maybe larger campuses and such, are those projects going to be administered by the same school department handling classroom technology implementation?
You know, it depends on the digital signage application that they're going to use. Is what we find. Some locations, they just want to push PowerPoint.
PowerPoint. Oh, can we just kill off PowerPoint? Can we just find some better way?
I mean, well, you could use a whiteboard.
Interactive whiteboard, that's the way it is.
Or a chalkboard. If they just want to push PowerPoint out there, they're not going to have little digital signage players that are going to go all over the place that sit on the network. So, if they've got a digital signage company that they're using and they're getting the player boxes that sit on the network, that's generally going to be the IT department that's going to really control all that and be involved. If they just want to push slides of information out there that rotate, and I see this all the time, they don't need little player boxes all over the place. Atlona's got, I think we may be the only company on the market that has them. We've got HD-based T distribution amplifiers off of the HDMI. So we can take an HDMI signal in and then distribute that out to 4 or 8 at a time on the HD-based T side to just a very inexpensive little receiver. And then we can loop that out into additional distribution amplifiers to go to 64 display systems or even larger. So that works great on the digital signage side of the market. Mm-hmm. It's a fantastic application. We've even got redundant inputs and redundant power supplies on that product, so that if your signage input fails, you can have a second one connected, so it automatically switches over. If your power supply blows, then you can have it switch over to another power supply and keep going. Product plays really well in the classroom. We've had that product actually go into some computer labs where the teacher is going to be going over things on the computer, and they've got four screens up in the room on every wall, and the kids are not all facing the front of the room. They're facing all over the place because it's a lot easier to put power on the walls, and they can just look up at the wall and see the same display all over the place. So our HD Cat 4 plays really well in that environment. But we also see a lot of sales of that product outside of the education market in the House of Worship and the live event space as well.
Yeah, I don't get in a lot of the commercial stuff, but I know a lot of commercial integrators are big on the House of Worship and things like that.
Yeah, and the same thing needs to be shown on all the displays, which makes an HD-based T distribution amplifier very important.
That's good information. Let's continue forward with education questions. Here's a good one, or so I think it might be. What solutions do you have that can be used in huddle spaces or collaboration rooms that are now being seen in many libraries and student unions?
Yeah, huddle rooms seem to be a buzzword these days. A lot of people are looking to put a little small table in a room and be able to have two, three, four people be able to get in that room quickly, connect without a lot of issue, and be able to share content up on the screen in those rooms. And in its simplest form, we've got a couple different solutions that really make a lot of sense. And we're actually going to show these at our Infocom booth coming up there in Vegas. So we'll talk about it there. But in its simplest thing, it's an extender pair. It's just a traditional Atlona transmitter and receiver. AT-HDTX, HDRX is the simplest thing you can do if you're just doing HDMI, and that way you move it over HD-based T. But if you're looking to also add a little bit of simple control and have auto sensing to turn your display on and off based on when people connect things to it, we've got some very simple products in our HDVS line that have HDMI and VGA inputs. So you can have those cables at the table, connect it, and as soon as the system senses the HDMI or the VGA connection, it'll automatically switch to that input. And if the system's not on, it'll turn on the display, and you'll be presenting in the huddle room without doing anything. No buttons to push or anything. You just connect it to your computer, and you're good to go. When you disconnect it, you can tell it how much time you want it to wait. Generally, people don't need it to wait more than a minute. So you say to the system, after 1 minute, if no one's still connected to the system, turn off the display. They've left the room. And that's our HDVS line, where we have both the transmitter box that can go under the table.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a wall plate that can go on the wall, so you don't even need to attach it to anything but the wall and have the cable go up to the receiver.
Nice.
And that receiver happens to be a scaling receiver as well that de-embeds audio. So you can attach speakers to it, or an amplifier to it to attach speakers to it, or just attach some powered speakers. Wait, one of your sponsors might be able to do that.
They can. Go to their websites, the ones I've mentioned previously. remind me, what line is that part of again?
That's the HDVS.
HDVS. And one more time, where can we see this stuff at? In Infocom in Vegas?
Oh, yes. You can go to the Atlona booth in Vegas, where you can find all this at booth number C9116.
C9116. I'm going to write that down because I know I'm going to goof it up later. C9116. Infocom in Vegas. If you guys are going to Vegas, not just for the female attractions or the drinking in the streets, as I heard that's kind of a big thing out there. I don't know if that's true or not. Go to Infocom. Check it out. It's huge on the commercial side of integration. And visit my friends at Atlona. Roger, I'm assuming you'll be there, correct?
I will be there. Yes,
okay.
I'll be wearing a nice orange shirt.
And go to booth C9116. If someone's looking for the best product solutions you offer for their application, do you offer any sort of design services or help to the integrator or I guess customer at that point?
Yeah, we've actually put a pretty good team of people together to do this. We've got a few people dedicated just to helping people put together solutions. So if somebody calls in to Atlona and would like to have a system designed or get a quote, we have multiple people that are ready to take the call, or if they just want to email it in, we'll be happy to do that as well. We'll go ahead and we'll put together a system drawing using our equipment and a full equipment list at absolutely no charge. All they have to do is either call up or they can send an email to tss@atlona.com. That's technical sales services or technical support services, or I'm going to go with sales services at atlona.com.
tss@atlona, atlona.com. Send all your, basically you guys are going to do all my work. Like if I have a boardroom and I want to get it done properly, you guys will design it for me?
Well, we're going to design the Atlona part. So we'll do your switching and video routing system and distribution on that side.
But you guys make all those products, correct?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we do. So you know, we'll do all that video side for you, but you know, the other two sides, we have an amplifier. It's a small amplifier targeted primarily towards the classroom and small point of sale applications. And then we have some other audio de-embedding tools to get into the audio side. And we have some microphone capabilities on like the CLSO. And then the control side is limited to just that HDVS just for an on-off feature right now. So we'll get you that full video spec.
Okay.
So that we'll stand behind it and we'll say, as long as your inputs and outputs are exactly as you've mentioned them, we'll put that design together and we'll send it to you. So that you can see it, you can understand it, and you'll be very happy with it.
I'm happy with it already, and I've even sent you guys in requests. The word free is like free. I want free. what would you say? Is there like a typical turnaround for something like that? Like, you know, if other integrators out there and they're getting, maybe they're already doing, or maybe they're not feeling confident enough, and they need to get a quick turnaround, or they just trying to get up to par on what's best practices and things like that, or just curious and they're considering, you know, after listening, they want to try and get into, you know, AV in the education space. Is there a general like week turnaround time possibly that they can expect to get that? 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
Well, right now it's same day or next day.
Whoa.
You're
making me look bad over here.
Well, what it is if your listeners are going to overwhelm us, we might end up going to 2 or 3 days.
Okay.
But for the most part, if you send something in or if I ask them to do something based on an email, it's getting turned around the next day, if not the same day, back to somebody. So they're very efficient at what they do. The drawings are very simple for them to put together along with the equipment list. So it's a very good service and an easy way to make sure that we put together a great system. The largest, you know, we talked about the HD-based TDA before, and we actually did a design for somebody with 128 outputs using our DAs and a mixture of scaling receivers and non-scaling receivers in the system. Hmm. And the guy who did the design was just, he's so impressed that he did such a great job. And he did a fantastic job. That's Leon, if he's listening to this.
You know,
Leon, great job, Leon. We enjoy the great work that you continue to do out there.
Now top yourself. One day turnaround, let's make it happen.
There you go. Overwhelm us so we're not able to do it in a day.
Yeah, and actually just, can you give us a tip? Like, is there anything that you can say to the integrators that might send these design requests in that you guys, that we could send you as an integrator for getting that design back, you know, accurate dimensions, size of room, what we're looking for, hand drawings, AutoCAD if possible, anything like that?
Really, the most important thing is to know what type of signal it is that needs to be switched and how many displays that it's going to go to.
Okay.
So switched or DA'd, you know, because we have to be able to make sure we provide the correct equipment based on the signal type. So one of at Lona's things that everybody knows at Lona for is a lot of converters, being able to convert anything to HDMI, and then also being able to convert HDMI to other things. So what I always kind of suggest to people is, you know, write down what your sources are and where they may be room-wise. You know, if they're next to this, next to the rack or next to the equipment, or they're not next to the equipment, if they're remote, just make a note of what's right there, what distance other things may be from that switch that needs to be drawn out, and what that signal type is in case we do need to convert it. And then how far away your displays are. You know, is it something we can reach with an HDMI cable, or is it something that we want to use HD base T for? If it's something that's short and you prefer to use HD base T, just make a note that you want to use twisted pair for your solution to be able to get to that screen. But if you can write down, if your listeners can write down that kind of information, it makes it very easy for us to be able to put the design together and turn that around quickly for you without having to call you and ask you a bunch more questions, you know, sometime late in the afternoon or evening, depending on where you are in the country.
Good advice. Thank you, Roger. I feel like we should touch just a bit more on, I mean, I think we did a pretty good general overview of what At Lona has to offer in the education space. But I feel like if we don't mention your other products, if we haven't talked about some of them yet, I feel like maybe we're missing out a big opportunity here. So, as a whole, what type of products does At Lona offer if we haven't covered all of them already?
Well, I appreciate you looking to make sure we get the full product line, you know, taken care of. We don't want
every part number too.
We don't want those. I haven't given you many part numbers in full, by the way.
I'm sure.
I haven't. I've maybe given you one or two.
Yeah.
Well, if we look at our product line, if I could just break it down, really there's three key areas.
Okay.
And one of those key areas is, I like to say we're better than a long cable run, meaning that, you know, our extender line is very low cost. They're good, high quality HD base T extenders, and it's better than pulling a long active HDMI cable. If that long active HDMI cable has any problems when you pull it, you know, it's a big head, and trying to terminate anything is risky if you try to do anything like that. It's better to use an extender. So in that case, I don't even think we compete with anybody that is near us in quality and price. You know, we are really more competing with that cable. So that's really where I position that one. We've talked a little bit about our single display rooms, and we talked about the extenders. We talked about the HDBS line, and we talked about the new CLSO that's coming. At Lona really does a great job in this single display room category. A lot of our other competitors try to go after the higher end of the market where there's matrix outputs so that you can have multiple screens or have to move signals around in different ways that way. But At Lona has really focused on that single display room category. And we have a couple other products there with our Line Pro 4 and our Line Pro 5 that have 10 inputs, 11 inputs, HDMI, VGA, DVI, and some analog stuff for that single display category, which are just fantastic products with control on them at great, great price points and well worth taking a look at if you need to get 4 HDMIs, 3 VGAs, and things like that into your system. And the last area is kind of a term that I coined a couple months ago as I was talking to people, and we're really the only HD base T switching company out there that provides control freedom. And what I mean by that is our switchers, our matrix switchers with HDMI in and HD base T out, whether you're looking for a 4x4, a 6x6, an 8x8, or a 16x16, our switchers are the only ones on the market that are using true HD base T and good quality switchers at a great price point that aren't tied to a control system, where you see a lot of those competitive products on the market that are significantly more expensive than us, and they're also trying to tie you to their control system. So it's really an opportunity when you have customers, and the education market has a lot of customers that say, hey, I like this particular control brand. I like this particular button panel brand. Mm-hmm. I want this particular keypad or I want this touch screen in my rooms, but they don't care what's behind the curtain. They're only looking to make sure that every classroom has the same interface, and that's where Atlona can really get into those classroom situations and solve problems for people today that are looking to save money and not be tied to that brand of the same brand of the as the control manufacturer for those rooms.
Would you say that that's what really separates Atlona from some of the name brands or the quote-unquote name brands of solutions that are on the market out there?
That's one of them. The ability to take the switcher and distance it from the control system is absolutely one of the main things that separates us from a lot of those name brand solutions that are out there. Another thing is our warranty. Atlona offers a 10-year warranty on every product that we make now.
What?
Yeah, I know. Some people tell me we should just go ahead and make a lifetime, and because you're probably going to replace it before it's going to go out of warranty.
Right.
So in that first year of the warranty, after you buy some Atlona, we actually back it up with advanced replacement in that first year.
Okay.
So we're saying our stuff's going to work, and it's going to work for a long time. It's also very easy to use. You don't have to do really any programming to set up any Atlona products. They work out of the box. You can use the front panel to control them. Or in some cases, they even ship with an IR remote. They just work. You don't have to spend an hour or two configuring it to make it all do that. We've got that HD-based T that's built into it. And our products are available in multiple ways. If you're not a direct dealer with Atlona, you can buy through any of our distribution partners. So many of our distribution partners around the country stock Atlona. So you can buy from anybody on either coast or in the middle and be able to get Atlona delivered the same day or the next day from anywhere. And that's kind of unique and different for us as we compare with some of those larger guys as well.
I'm just confused here. You're saying 10 years. How are you guys making money if the box doesn't break tomorrow?
If the box breaks tomorrow?
No. How are you guys making money? Like, I'm just so used to something breaking within a year, and I'm just, okay, I gotta buy a new one. That's just the way it is. But your product is 10 years. I'm like, yes, please. It was more of a joke, but yeah. 10 years. I mean, that's an amazing warranty, because, you know, typically manufacturer warranty on electronics, depending on what we're talking about, it is about a year.
Yeah, or 90 days to a year, yeah, depending on who you're talking to.
Great, right, exactly. And then beyond that, it's just kind of like, well, it's just going to break. Things break. Get used to it. You got to buy another one.
Yeah, so Atlona, you know, looking back on Atlona's past and where they came from as a company, they made the decision that they wanted to tell the industry that our products are very good, solid, reliable products today. We're over any bumps that we had in the past. And we stand behind them, and we're going to support you to the best we possibly can. So that's where that 10-year warranty comes from.
I like it. Are there any other products that we haven't covered yet? Or is that a pretty good general sense of who Atlona is and what you guys offer?
I think, you know, when we talk about those three key areas, as long as we cover that, with the extenders and that's the better than a cable and the single display rooms, you know, really as long as your listeners get the idea that if you're going to put in a solution that has matrix outputs for a room that only has one display, you should really consider looking at Atlona. And then on the control freedom side, when your end user says, hey, I've got this type of control system in here, I'm stuck, you know, you're not. With Atlona, you've got the freedom to choose us along with their controller and put us in the background while they still have the same interface. Product-specific, you know, distribution amplifiers, switchers, extenders, converters, test kits. Hopefully everybody that's listening to us right now has an Atlona test kit so that they can make sure that as they're installing anything, if it's Atlona or not, you can test the HDCP, the EDID of the HDMI, make sure that your signals are all passing correctly. You can grab the EDID of a large display, test it on our 7-inch display over at your shop, or without having to be at your 150-inch TV for a few hours standing on a ladder to be able to test things. So we've got one of the best test kits on the market with our HD Sync in there as well, that it really belongs on every installer's truck. Because when you can troubleshoot with that kit quickly, you can find where your problems are and you can solve your problems. If they're EDID problems, if they're HDCP problems, or if they're termination problems, you'll find exactly where they are, because you'll figure out where that signal's passing or not passing through that system.
It sounds like you guys have a little bit of everything for an installer out there for the most part. I mean, like, you're not making TVs yet, but I could imagine that might be coming at some point.
You know, we're going to leave the TVs to the guys that make TVs.
Oh, come on, man. Apple's going to make one.
Yeah, that's a good reason not for us not to make one, right?
I guess so. I mean, they do make the best everything. Or sorry, I've heard. That's what the internet says. But I don't know. I don't work for them, by the way. We've covered a lot. We've covered a lot of the education space, and that's what I really wanted to focus on. Atlona has a lot of products for you guys as installers out there. Just a few touching points before we wrap up the show here. Roger, you are the national sales manager for the commercial side of Atlona. Atlona has a lot of education AV products for the education space. We've covered HD-based T if you're not doing it for long spaces, or if you want to just do it short distance, that's great too. If you aren't already doing AV in the education space and you're considering doing it, you need help. Send all your email requests straight to Roger. He'll take care of them in a day. Or the traditional way is tss@atlona.com. Give him as much information as possible. Send a design if possible. Give them sources. Just use common sense, right? Tell them what you're looking to do. They'll design it with all their products, because they pretty much have everything minus the TV, the display. And you should be able to get a turn on pretty quick and confidently install it and get it done. If you want to check them out, you can go to www.atlona.com. That's their website. You can check them out on Facebook, because people like Facebook. Check out, give them a like. They are facebook.com/pages/Atlona-technologies. They're on LinkedIn, because we're all business oriented. LinkedIn.com/company/Atlona-technologies. They have a YouTube page for videos for all kinds of good things that we've kind of talked about, setups and such. Check out some of their videos, youtube.com/user/Atlona video demo. They're on the Twitter. You can check them out, assuming that still exists tomorrow or right now when you're hearing this. It is @Atlona, simply enough. Roger, if people wanted to reach out to you, what's the best way to do that?
Best way to do that's on email.
Okay.
You can reach me at Roger, R-O-G-E-R, .Takis. T-A-K-A-C-S, that's C as in Charlie, S as in Sam, @atlona.com.
And make sure you go, if you're not going, buy a ticket, go to Infocom, go to Vegas. Vegas is fun. Check it out. Check them out at their booth, C9116. I'm pretty sure that's correct. If it's
you
not,
got it.
If it's not correct, it's probably my fault, but I got it this time. So if you're going to Infocom, again, check them out, C9116. That's their booth. They're at Lona. Bright orange shirts. Can't miss them. I'm pretty sure that is everything. Oh, me, if you don't like my show and you want to yell at me on the Twitter again if it exists, I'm at jmota3, J-M-O-T-A-3, Facebook, Google+, everything you could probably think of, similar names, or just Google my name, John Emota. I've been your host. This has been AV Insider. Roger Takis, thank you very much for your time and your education on the product line and the company. I greatly appreciate it. And in the future, once the new project products are released, as like the ones you just mentioned, maybe we can have you back on the show. We can talk a bit more about that.
I'd be happy to. Hey, Johnny, thanks for having me on here. I'd be happy to do that. I'd be happy to come back.
Yeah. Everyone, again, this has been AV Insider. And, yeah, we'll catch you in the next episode.